What was life like when you were growing up?
Well, hungry half the time. I was a product of the Depression, so, you know, and then the war broke out, and my parents went to work in defense plants in Seattle at Boeing. Believe it or not, that made it better for us because we had food regularly, a nice place to stay.
Now, what made you join the service?
Looking forward to a little better life.
And what branch of the service were you in?
The Air Force.
And what made you choose the Air Force?
Well, I'd always heard that the Army did a lot of marching.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if I joined the Air Force, I wouldn't have to do that, but I was wrong.
How old were you when you went in?
19, if I remember correctly. You're asking a lot of my memory.
Well, what year did you go in?
June 15th, 1956. I'm sorry, 1952.
Yeah, I was going to say that didn't sound...
1956 is when I got out.
And then where were you stationed?
Denver for training.
Uh-huh.
And then they sent me to Fort Worth for more training. After my training, I was on B-36s.
And what was the nickname for that?
The Peacemaker.
Okay. What was your position on the plane?
I was a chief gunner. They were reactivating Biggs Air Force Base in El Paso, Texas. And the first plane to go there was a B-36 out of Fort Worth. And I was assigned to be on that plane.
Were you on that plane that went from Fort Worth to El Paso?
No.
Why?
They pulled me off because they figured they didn't need a full crew just to ferry a plane from Fort Worth to El Paso.
How many men were on the plane?
There were 14 on it, I think.
Okay. And what happened?
There was a snowstorm in El Paso. And there's also mountains. And they were circling over the mountains, and they couldn't see them because of the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And ground control wasn't as sophisticated in those days as it is now. And they crashed the plane into the side of the mountain, flew it right straight in the mountain. And, of course, everybody was killed. And if I had been on it, I wouldn't be interviewing my daughter here right now.
That's right. You drove from El Paso, from Fort Worth to El Paso, right?
Yes. When they pulled me off, I didn't care because I was being transferred to El Paso anyway. So now I didn't know that that plane had crashed until I got here, or got there.
Mm-hmm.
After I went out to the base just to see it, and they told me that the plane had crashed. And so I called my parents in San Diego, my stepfather and my mother, and they were all upset because they knew I was supposed to be on that plane.
Already making funeral arrangements?
They were making funeral arrangements, yeah.
Wow. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I enjoyed the Air Force. I met my wife on a blind date. They told me where she lived, gave me her address, and I just went there. She was a little bit shocked, I think.
Well, can I describe? Okay, well, what Mom told me was that she said no, she didn't want to go out on a blind date. And so you just decided to show up at her door. And when she answered it, her jaw just dropped because you were so handsome.
Well, that's true. I was.
And you were always the comedian in the family?
I guess. She used to get a kick out of the fact that the little neighborhood kids would come knock on the door and ask if I could come out and play. Because I used to go out and play baseball with them in the street.
So why did you retire?
I retired because Mom had her second stroke.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hemorrhagic stroke.
Right.
And I had to retire to take care of her. Now, I didn't want to retire. I was 82 years old, so I guess I was due.
Mm-hmm. You like living in El Paso?
Yes. When I got out of the service, when I was getting ready to get out, Mom and I were trying to decide where we wanted to live. My folks lived in San Diego at the time, and her folks lived in Rochester, New York. So we decided, let's stay here. And we did. You know, it only rains once a year in Seattle, but it starts in October and ends in March. Here, I love getting up in the morning and seeing the sun. It makes me feel good.